You're going to run the right direction. That means your purpose in running needs to be right. You can't run somewhere and have the wrong purpose in your running. If your purpose in running for heaven is because you think you want to be happy, you think happiness is the purpose, well, you're sadly mistaken, because I've seen many people go through situations that was not very happy. And when they're running for heaven with the purpose of happiness, when the happiness is gone, what happens? They quit running for heaven. They quit running for heaven. When the happiness leaves, they're done. They quit. So you can't make your purpose, well, I'm going to serve God because he makes me happy. But serving God does make you happy. Don't get me wrong. It is a byproduct of serving God. But there are moments in our lives where happiness can't be our purpose. So heaven is, we shouldn't be pursuing heaven with the purpose of happiness, but we should be pursuing heaven with a different purpose. I've seen people start running this race because they have a religious urge in their life. They got an urge that says, I'm going to serve God today. I don't know why I want to, but I'm going to. And they want to scratch that religious itch in their life. And so they stamp the religious time card. They answer a couple altar calls and they become religious. They never really get transformed. They never really see any work in their life. And the problem with that is that when religion fails them, when religious people let them down, when the formalities of service to God become a heavy weight, they often fall by the wayside. And so you can't make your purpose in serving God just to satisfy a religious urge in your life. And you can't make your purpose in serving God because you want to just be happy, because all those things can forsake you. But if your purpose in obtaining heaven is simply because you want to obtain heaven, you want to get there, that's your goal, you're not going to stop until you get there, then everything else is going to have to follow suit. If your purpose is to stand on streets of gold, look Jesus square in the eyes and fall before his face and praise him and worship him, then happiness is wonderful. But if you're not happy, it don't matter. You're still running anyway. If there's sad times and hard times, if your purpose is heaven, to obtain heaven, then nothing else matters, does it? If your purpose is to make it, then you're not concerned about the circumstances you're in. Matter of fact, if your purpose is heaven, you're not concerned about anything at all. All you think is, I got to get there. If it's through hard times, I've got to get there. If it's through good times, I'm going to get there. If the devil attacks me on every side, I'm going to get there. That should be the purpose in our life. The goal is not to be physically satisfied or anything in this life, but we're laying up treasures up there. Paul said, run that you may obtain. In other words, run with the purpose that you're going to get there. Job ran with that same purpose. His purpose wasn't in the physical possessions he owned. It wasn't in his own life. It wasn't in his own, it wasn't in his family. Everything he had was locked up into God. And when the enemy came and came against Job, Job looked the enemy in the eye when his wife said to him, curse God and die. That's exactly what the devil wanted him to do, was curse God and die. And the voice of his wife was nothing more than Satan behind the scenes manipulating the situation. And when his wife said, curse God and die, Job looked at her in the face and said, you talk like a foolish woman. I'm trying to obtain something here, and I can't let go of it just because I'm in a bad circumstance. But how many Christians oftentimes are ready to lose heart or lose faith because their service to God is based on, if God makes me happy, then I'll serve him. You can't run for heaven and obtain heaven thinking it's just about happiness. Sometimes it ain't easy. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you feel like you're in prison cells. Sometimes you feel alone. Sometimes you feel forsaken. Sometimes you feel heavy. Sometimes you feel like God ain't there. If we were going on feelings, about 90% of the time, your feelings will lead you astray. That's why Paul said, run that you may obtain. The purpose is nothing more than to make it. That's the purpose. Nothing more than to make heaven our home. That's the goal. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. You can lose everything in this life. You can go to heaven and be completely naked on this earth and still make it to heaven. Then you have gained everything that this world could ever even offer you. There's nothing greater than obtaining heaven as your home. Nothing greater. Paul said, run that you may obtain. Your feelings mean very, very little in the path to heaven. Because if you're going to make it to heaven, you're going to have to deny some feelings. You're going to have to deny it. The Bible doesn't say the just live by feelings. It says the just live by faith. Because faith will override your feelings. Faith will conquer feelings. Faith will do things that you don't feel. Faith will move mountains that can't be moved. Faith will look at situations and say God's able when nothing can seems possible. Faith looks at red seas and they part. Faith goes into lion's den and comes out unscathed. Faith goes into fiery furnaces and comes out without a smell of smoke. Faith can walk on water. Faith can move mountains. Faith can heal the sick. The just don't live by what they feel. They live by that faith. They walk in it. They live that way. And if we're going to obtain heaven, the purpose of our running is so significant. If your purpose is to be happy, you're sure to find moments of sadness and you probably will not make it. But if your purpose is, I'm going to get there. If your purpose is heaven, then nothing should sidetrack you. Nothing should hinder you. Nothing should stop you. But if our purpose is caught up in selfish motives, then things will stop you. If your purpose is caught up in what makes you feel good, you're guaranteed to fail in that. But if your purpose is to obtain heaven, you will keep running. Even when you stumble and fall and make horrible mistakes. Somewhere along the line, you're going to find strength to get up and keep going. If our goal is to obtain heaven, nothing can stop us. But if your goal is looking for satisfaction on this earth, God's not looking to satisfy you here. He's going to satisfy you there. You understand me? The satisfaction's not here. The treasure is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. Everything we want is there. Now, if we're going to run, we need to run with the right purpose, because if we run with the wrong purpose, we're going to find ourselves going the wrong way, even though we think we're going the right way. You ever been lost? You ever think you were traveling the right way when you really weren't? My wife has this ability to talk in a car. She'll start a real meaningful conversation, and I love to communicate with my wife, so when she starts talking, I want to talk, and we start talking, and next thing you know, here I am driving down the road. We're on our way back to Missouri. It was a long time ago. We're on our way back to Missouri, and I'm supposed to get on the Highway 44 there in Oklahoma, and instead of making that turn, my wife was chatting my ear off. I stayed on this highway called 412, and I stayed on it for 45 minutes thinking I was on 44. See, the whole time my mind said, I'm going the right way. I'm going to get there soon. I should be seeing Tulsa in about an hour. Nope. I knew there was a problem when 412 ended on a dirt road. People can do that in God. They can be running a direction thinking that's the right direction, but with the wrong purpose, it's the wrong direction. You can't get to heaven with the focus on you. You can't get to heaven not bearing your cross. You can't get to heaven without dying to the flesh. You can't get to heaven without forsaking the things of the world. You're going to have to change the purpose in which you go. You might find out if your purpose is happiness and strength here on this earth, you might find that you've been traveling the wrong way for a long time. Now, if you're going to run the right direction, the purpose has to be right. And running the right direction often looks a lot like fleeing from the world. My Bible tells me, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. That's what my Bible tells me. And if you're going to run the right direction, then the right direction looks like a fleeing from the world. Then why is it that the churches are all running to the world? Why is it that the holiest man that ever walked the face of this earth offended the world to such an extent that they crucified him? But yet the church has found a way to get along with the world and even compromise with them, to be apart with them. It's because a lot of people are running away, running to it and not running from it. If we're going to run the right direction, it looks a lot like running from the world, because God doesn't want us in the world. Many churches are embracing worldly lifestyles, embracing sins and saying it's acceptable. But if you're running the direction of heaven, you're going to run as far as you can from the things of the world. My Bible says, flee, flee the very appearance of evil. Flee. In other words, run away from it. What did Joseph do when Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of his garment and held on to it? He ran away from her. Why? Because that's what Christians do. They're running to heaven. They're not looking to please the world or be a part of the world. They run from the world. And they tell the world, either change and follow me or get away from me. That's how Christians run. Today, because the church has become so worldly and is running the wrong direction, we've had to substitute the power of the Holy Ghost with entertainment. But that's the way the church runs today. I know a church that actually spent $40,000 a year for a song leader because she was entertaining. But that's the way, the direction of the world. The direction is entertain us. The world wants entertainment. They don't want to hear about the cross. They don't want to hear about being changed. They don't want to hear about sin. They want entertainment. So what the church has done, in order to get the world to come into the church, they sacrifice the power of the Holy Ghost. They sacrifice the preaching of His Word. And what they've done is they've sacrificed all that, and all we've got now is a worldly church. You can't tell the difference anymore between the world and the church anymore. Matter of fact, the divorce rate in the churches is higher in the church than it is in the world. If we're going to run, we got to run the right direction. And running the right direction means run away from the world. Flee from it. Get away from it. Don't embrace it. Don't accept it. Don't socially communicate with it. Don't embrace what God, what the world is doing. But say, I forsake all of that, and I'm putting all my affections up there. Because the church is running the wrong direction. It's trying to win the world with worldly methods, but the way the world was won in the very beginning was when the Holy Ghost came down in Acts chapter 2, and 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom by the preaching of His Word and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It moved in that moment in Acts chapter 2. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost still moves today, and He'll move in people who say, God, I will not run with this world, and I'm going to run the right direction with the right purpose, and I'm going to get there. I'm not going to let circumstances, feelings, or people, or other Christians, or even worldly people stop me from getting there. Those people will one day walk on streets of gold. And they will get there because they made that their goal. You can't wish for heaven. You got to run for it, church. You don't wish for it. You run for it. Joshua set up cities that were cities of refuge. And in these cities, people were able to run to these cities if they killed somebody. And they may have done it on accident. They may have done it unintentionally, but the family member of the person who was killed had the right, according to the law, to take that person's life. So in different areas of Israel, they set up these cities of refuge, and these people who killed somebody had the freedom to run to the city of refuge, and in that city, they found safety. The blood avenger was the person, they called him the blood avenger, who would avenge the blood of their family member. We need to flee from the world like the transgressor flees from the blood avenger. We need to flee from the world just like that, with the fervency that says, I got to get away from this, because if this blood avenger catches me, then surely I'm going to die at the hands of the blood avenger. But if I get to the city of refuge, if I get to the place where God has called me to come to, if I get to the house of the Lord, I can find the safety and the provision and the protection of the Almighty God. And so, Christian, run this race. Run this race like you're trying to get to a city that's going to save you from a hell. Running this race and running the right direction often looks like pressing toward the mark. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. What that means is that there are going to be moments in running towards heaven that there's going to be resistance. Hence the word press. That means the world's pushing this way and you're pushing that way. It means family's pushing this way and you're pushing this way. It means friends are pushing this way and you're pushing that way. There's going to be moments in your Christian walk where everything will come against you in this run. If you're running the right direction, expect the retaliation of the enemy. Expect your family to criticize. Expect your friends to ridicule. Expect all of that to come your way. Because if you don't expect it, you're going to be shocked when it comes. We have to press toward the mark. Push to get in. Push to go forward. You can't expect to run the right direction without the resistance. This is why many people turn around. Nobody likes resistance. We like acceptance. We like to feel wanted and accepted. But you can't be accepted by the world and be accepted by Jesus at the same time. You can't serve God and mammon. One or the other. That's why there has to be a pressing. That's why we press towards the prize. What is the prize? Jesus Christ himself is the prize. The prize is to walk the streets of gold, to be with him in heaven. That's the prize. The prize is to get past this world, because we're only pilgrims here, church. I said, we're only pilgrims here. We are pressing towards this prize, and pressing towards that prize means there's going to be resistance against us. So we're going to have to face moments of that resistance where we're going to say, God, no matter how hard the world pushes me, we're going to have to point our face in the direction of the wind that the world blows our way and say, I'm not going that way. It's a constant striving. The Bible says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Strive to enter in. For narrow is the way to heaven and broad is the way of destruction. Strive to enter in. It means there's going to be work involved to get there. It means it's going to be difficult at times. There's going to be resistance. Running the right direction often looks like fleeing from the world. It often looks like pressing toward the mark. It often looks like continuing the run. You got to continue running. We got to continue going forward. Despite what other people say of us, despite what they think of you, despite how your family treats you, how your friends may despise you, you got to keep going forward. Continue. When you're at the job, you should continue your run. You shouldn't lose faith because you're around certain people. Well, I'm a Christian around Pastor Bruce, but I'm not a Christian around my friend Jack. I'm a saint of the living God, would never say another thing about anybody else bad or anything like that around Pastor Bruce, but I am not that way around this guy. Continue the run. Continue the run means you're steady, you're consistent, you have stamina about you. You're not up and down. You're not waving like a flag in the wind. You have a purpose, you have a goal, an objective, and you run on Monday like you run on Sunday. And you run on Tuesday like you run on Sunday. You're constantly running. You keep going. You keep going forward around your friends, your family. Matter of fact, you become irritating to them. You got to continue the run. You got to keep going forward. You got to keep moving. It requires spiritual stamina, but you do it anyway. Paul said this in Colossians, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard. Continue. Keep going forward. The Bible says of the apostles in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it said that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines. They kept going. They kept pushing. They kept running. Christian, understands something. That running the right direction demands the right purpose. Understand that running the right direction looks like fleeing the world. Understand that running the right direction means pressing toward the mark. Understand that running the right direction means you're going to continue the run despite where you're at and who you're with. Now let me read this last verse to you in closing. Go to Psalms with me, will you? Psalms chapter 63. David writes a psalm. He's thirsty for God. He's hungry for Him. He's longing for the Lord. And in Psalm 63, verse number 8, David said these words, my soul followeth hard after thee. My soul followeth hard after thee. In other words, I'm running and I'm running hard towards you because I want you. I want you. I want you. Is your soul following hard after the Lord tonight? Are you running the right direction with the right purpose? Because if you're going to run this race and obtain this God, it has to be the right direction. It has to be the right purpose. You can't serve God and mammon. You got to serve one or the other. And running this race looks like fleeing the world. And ask yourself that question, are you more like the world or are you more like Jesus? Ask yourself the question, do you have spiritual stamina? Are you serving God on the job like you do at church? Are you serving God around your friends like you're serving Him here in front of your pastor? Are you serving Him that way? Are you serving God? Are you pressing toward the mark? Are you resisting the things of the world? Does the world try to win you back? That's what you got to do. You got to press in. You got to strive toward that mark. Continue the run. Know you not that all that run in a race, they run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Running to obtain means you got to run the right direction. You got to run with purpose. And you got to have that right purpose. Flee the world. Don't love the world, but try to win the world. Don't fall in love with the world, but be in love with Jesus Christ and let the earth see God in you.